Yeah, I think that, you know, Elijah was, you know, discouraged, as our brother said, because I think that his expectations were not met. The scripture doesn't say exactly what Elijah's expectations were, but I think it could be said as though that after the battle or at Carmel, where, you know, the Lord showed that he was God and the people said, you know, the Lord, he is God, Lord, he is God, maybe his expectation was that, you know, after that they would overthrow Ahab and Jezebel and that there would just be this turning back to the Lord. And I think when he didn't see that and yet now his life, his very life was in danger, I think, you know, his response was, Lord, I've done everything that you've asked me to do. I've gone to this place, I've gone to that place, I've done this, I've said that, and yet it just doesn't seem to be turning out how I had hoped. And I think it's a very practical thing, because there might be many of us who have been praying about a particular situation for years, and it doesn't seem as though it's getting any better. It doesn't seem as though the Lord is coming in or delivering me out of this situation. And it's very easy in that type of a circumstance to become discouraged. You know, Elijah had just won a great victory, and his expectation was that the people would turn, and yet it seemed as though they had not, and that now his life was in danger. So I think that one of the things that's really beautiful about this passage is that rather than the Lord saying, listen, man, look, I did all this for you. I've delivered this from you. What's your problem? Snap out of it. In spite of that, he would send his angel to minister to him and to really supply his need. And what a wonderful picture that is of how much the Lord loves us and how merciful he is. I mean, he had been faithful to Elijah, and yet Elijah had a moment of unfaithfulness, and yet the Lord was always faithful, always loving, always merciful, even in the midst of his own weakness.
But I'm wondering, and help me along here, as of this point, up to this point, there was nothing for Elijah to really be discouraged about. Everything had gone, not Elijah's way, but God's way, under the hand of Elijah. Everything had gone right, because God moves in mysterious ways and he accomplishes his objective. So everything went right. So what is it really that's going wrong here? Because Elijah declares to God before whom I stand, there's going to be no rain. He goes to the woman of Zarephath. Well, first he goes to the brook. He drinks and he does not murmur when the brook dries up. He was a man who knew God's rich provision and that he was going to come in, and he got that. He was sent to Zarephath. Everything is fine. He goes up to Mount Carmel and he exercises authority there in demonstrating who is God and who is not God. Now he's finished with all of this and he's gotten this sign of the abundance of rain because it poured. And I think that's an indication of true ministry, fresh ministry that comes down from on high. It has its source. So now he comes to chapter 19. And what you get is a man who is now being personally tested. I think, and you bear with me, Brother Amon here, I think what happens is when I utter a lot, God's going to say, okay, show yourself whether or not you mean what you've been saying. God doesn't have to test me to prove to himself anything, because he knows me inside out. But he would test me to prove to myself whether or not I have been faithful and true to all that I have uttered. And Elijah had uttered a lot. So now is, I think, now is his personal test as to where he really is with God. Now he destroyed 450 prophets of Baal and 400 Asherahs, prophets of Asherah. So the man has destroyed 850 in one swoop. And one woman stands in the way. Think of it. 850, and one woman stands in the way, and it shakes and reshapes the whole history and the landscape of the man's experience. And I think that's the challenge as to whether or not I'm prepared to be tested by God and to respond in light of all that I've said and done. When it comes, when the rubber meets the road, am I prepared to be with God all the way?
Doesn't it say of Hezekiah that the Lord left him to try him? Mm-hmm. And I don't think it meant that he was abandoned for eternity, but it meant that the support and the help that he had received so often, and he was wonderfully used of God, that was withdrawn to see what kind of response his heart would have under a test. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, right? Yes, yeah. That's what I'm... And I trust the brethren. I don't want it to contradict with what has been said, because I think definitely when we start thinking of ourselves, then we start losing sight of really what God's perspective is. Once I start thinking of me, because that's what Elijah began doing here. But I feel that there is a sense in which the personal testing that comes on board is going to demonstrate whether or not I'm prepared to go all the way with God, as I've said.